Hello, everyone. Welcome to Binge and Banter. My name is Angela.
And my name is Emily. And I just want to start off this episode by saying that Angela texted me halfway through and she said, I'm calling it now. Gabe's going home.
And just for a little suspense, I'll let you guess which part I called it on. And we'll let you know when we get to that part.
Yes. All right, let's dive into this. Okay, I really like that they opened this up with letting us know how tribal really shook out, because we were like, how the heck did everyone come to the decision on Soul? And we got to see that Andy whispered to Teeny, it's Soul. And he also told her that it was all Genevieve's plan.
And Teeny is big mad. And she's mad that Genevieve orchestrated this whole thing. But she feels really left out and confused. And she felt like Genevieve was really her friend and her alliance. And so she doesn't want to even talk to Genevieve at first. And I just wanted to comment on, every season needs a couple of people who play with their heart like Teeny does.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily always think it's a bad strategy to play with your heart, because I think you have to have a balance of all things, and Teeny might not have that balance, but it is very entertaining to watch her play fully with her heart.
I think she has more of a balance than Sue has. I think Sue is like, you can't change her mind. Whereas I feel like if you tell Teeny, hey, we're thinking about voting this person out, this is why, she might come around to it, but she's going to be upset about it. You know, like, whereas Sue ain't going to do it.
Right, because Teeny did vote for Soul, and like if everyone was whispering like it's Gabe, Sue would have been like, hell no.
Yes, exactly. And we see here that Genevieve is trying to explain that was what was best for her game. She's like, that I wanted Soul out for a long time. That was what was best for my game, and explains to Teeny. She's like, this is why I don't want to get close to people, because I don't want to make emotional decisions. And I'm like, this did not feel to me like good damage control.
No, her being like, hey, I know we're really good friends and all, but this is what was good for me.
Yeah.
You need like a more desperate reason. Like, there was no good reason to not. Wasn't it they were going to get out Sue before it was Soul?
No, it was Gabe, wasn't it? No, Gabe won immunity. Oh, yeah. Gosh.
I think it was Sue. Because I think they were trying to get Sue out and then get Gabe out.
Okay.
Because it kind of like, I don't know. But if I'm wrong, just we'll remember it eventually, or I'll look it up or something. But either way, she didn't have to get Soul out. I think that's what hurts with Teeny, is like, yes, maybe it was good for Genevieve's game to get Soul out because he was a big threat. And I agree, he's a great player. However, if you have alliances, like, was it really necessary to go against your alliance that week? You know what I mean? Like, when you had other options.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I was just thinking during this whole time that if I'm Teeny, all I'm thinking is, okay, well, that was best for your game. Is it also best for your game to get me out at some point? Like, you're not proving any loyalty to me.
Right. And how is an alliance supposed to work from that point on if that's how fickle it is? Like, it didn't even last through that 1 week.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, and the last thing that we see of their conversation is Genevieve kind of says that they both acknowledge that they have to turn on each other at some point. And I'm like, okay, now we know it wasn't good damage control. We know Teeny's going to be gunning for Genevieve at some point. And we see a little bit of it this episode. But we get to the next morning, and Genevieve is talking about how she needs to lay low. She knows that she's the big threat because of this vote that she put together.
Yes. So everybody knows that it was Genevieve that voted out Soul.
Mm-hmm. Everyone knows it's her. And she talks to Andy a little bit about taking out Atuku, because if they don't take out Atuku, now Atuku will have the majority.
Yes, it would be. It would be for Atuku and for other, because there's like barely any left from the other two tribes, and I feel like that would be diabolical at that point.
Yeah, and they could definitely run the whole game. And that's kind of what Gabe was saying at the end, is that they could run the whole game if they can make it through this one vote.
Right.
All right. But then we see that Andy tells Sam that it needs to be a two coup, and they're talking about Gabe. But then Sam says Genevieve scares her. And we see now Andy has all of these options. He's talking to Kyle. He's talking to Teeny. He's talking to Rachel, and tells Rachel to not trust Genevieve. And he says he's building his web of alliances.
He said also he's a slippery little snake whispering things in people's ears. He literally said he's a slippery little snake. And then he called himself the smiling assassin.
Yes. I love his little catchphrases. Like, he always has something to say.
I love it. And also, I know we see this every week, but I could seriously see him getting to the end. I really could.
Me too. How we were talking about last week, how Genevieve was, she was dictating a lot of the votes and she was going uncovered. Like, she was so undercover doing it that it was so masterful. Well, now her cover's blown. So yeah. Now she's a target. If Andy can make it through without someone being like, hold up a minute, Andy's really the one that has been in on every single vote and everybody trusts him, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't know. I'm so curious to see that if there's like a turning point for him where they're like, oh, wait, he could win this thing. We got to get him out.
I know. But the thing I think that Andy does well is that when he's staying undercover, he's not necessarily dictating the vote. Yes, he's going to be a key player in it, and it's probably going to go whichever way he decides, but he's not the one out there throwing the name out. So yeah. He's hidden a little bit behind this wall of, I didn't make the decision. I'm just going along with the vote.
And he's kind of like, he doesn't say like, guys, we got to get Gabe out. He's like, what if we got Gabe out? What if? What do you think? Yes. And he has such a brilliant way of coming across like he's just having a silly, goofy time. He's not really being serious. And he almost like makes people feel like they are entertaining him, or they are, what's the word? They are, I don't know, like they're in, he makes people feel like they're in control of him, honestly. Yes. And I think that's going to work to his advantage so well if he can keep it up.
Yes, and it already is, because everybody, who's the first person that we see everybody go to whenever they want to pitch an idea?
And yes, they're like, ooh.
Yes, it's literally Andy. We see it so many times. Genevieve goes to him. Sam goes to him. Caroline goes to him. Kyle goes to him. Like, it's everyone is going to Andy and saying, hey, what about this? And all he has to do is say, yes, sounds good.
But we get to this diabolical challenge.
Yes. So we get to the reward challenge. They're playing for wraps, salad, fruit, cake, sweet tea, juice.
Not just any cake. Cookies and cream cake.
Oh, yeah. They were all like, ooh. I don't think I would be ooing and aahing over cookies and cream cake.
Right. But not they have favorite. To like... Okay, crazy take. First of all, I would be sorry. I didn't mean to roll right past that. I just processed what you said, that you would not be going crazy for cookies and cream cake. No. Like, okay, what kind of cake would it be where you would be like, I'll do anything to get that cake?
Red velvet with cream cheese icing.
I do love that, but I feel like for me, cookies and cream is a close second. But red velvet with cream cheese, there's nothing that could make me not lose that challenge.
Oh, yeah. I would be a slithering little snake through that. Challenge.
Yeah, speaking of being a slithering little fake, the players had their arms tied to their side and their feet tied together. They're split into three teams of three, which we'll tell you in a second. But they have to get all three of them, one by one, have to push this ball over the sand while they literally slither like a snake, because they can't use their hands or their arms, and they have to push the ball with their head or their shoulders. It looks miserable. It looks like it hurts.
Yes.
Because the like, sand think would burn. About, you get it all in your mouth.
Yes. Talk about like exfoliating.
For real.
Like your skin will be raw after that.
And you know they all have like really bad cuts and sunburns and stuff. So that could not have felt good.
Ooh, yeah, so true. So they do this, right? And then they got to get to the end and they got to get these three balls into these slots. And our teams are, the red team is Genevieve, Sue, Teeny. Yellow is Andy, Caroline, Gabe. Blue is Sam, Rachel, Kyle. No shock that Kyle gets out to an early lead.
Yeah, of course. It's Kyle.
And then, did you see this freaking slow-mo?
Of Andy biting the ball?
I feel like they are editing him so dirty this season. We had that one challenge where he had to saw the rope with that big pole knife, you know?
And let's just say he was using his entire lower body to do it.
yeah. It was very suggestive. And yes. Now we get this slow-mo of him biting this ball. And his eyes are like googly eyes. Like, I just feel like they're making a fool of him.
If we had face play of the game, like one of our favorite podcasts from Bachelor Nation, if we had face play of the game like they do in that podcast, it would definitely be Andy's face when he was biting the ball. But hey, it worked for him. I appreciate the ingenuity because he needed some type of like leverage on the ball. And so he just bit it and it flung ahead of him.
It did. He did a good job with that. But if that was like, imagine you're on Survivor and you're watching this episode for the first time. And that's what you see of yourself. You're like, what?
I would cringe forever and ever.
I'd be like, no. Normally you get those like cool slow-mos of like people diving into the water and they do like this big dive and it's like really masculine looking and like really athletic. And then Andy's, it's biting a ball.
Yeah. But I called it whenever I first saw the teams that blue team would win because they had Sam and Kyle and like Rachel's pretty good too. Mm-hmm. And they did win by a long shot.
Oh yeah. By a long shot. Red kind of like got a little bit back into it, but like nobody even got to the ballpark except for the blue team, and game over. It was done.
And as soon as they got to the sanctuary, and this is very predictable because let's be honest, the people who win challenges are Kyle and Gabe. The people who have strong alliances and are in good with their alliances are Kyle and Gabe. The two biggest, like, I don't know, they're just the two obvious threats. So obviously when they get to the sanctuary, Kyle is ready to turn on Gabe. Sam is immediately on board. Rachel is kind of unsure, but she comes around in the end. But she was talking about how she doesn't trust Sam because Sam has already broken her trust a couple times. And I kind of forgot about that. I was like, yeah, you're right. Sam has been a little snaky. I can't remember exactly. Yeah.
Well, last week when she was like, do not blow up my game. And then he immediately went and told
us right
voting for him. That's what she is talking about. And she's like, I don't know if I fully trust him. But it's like, do you really have to fully trust someone to like vote with them?
No, but they must not see him as that much of a threat, even though they probably will pretty soon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like he's been left out of so many votes that they don't see him as like a strategic threat, and he hasn't won any challenges. So they don't see him as a physical threat. So I can see how he'll make it a little bit longer until he starts making moves.
Yeah. Oh, and that cookies and cream cake, it looked good.
It did. I won't lie. It did look good. But can I say that I was actually shocked that Kyle was throwing Gabe out.
Really?
Yeah. I thought that he would want to make it one more week with Tuku just in case so that they had the numbers. And if anybody, I thought he would be gunning more for Sue because Sue's been so adamant about getting him out that I thought he would gun for Sue. I get she's not as big of a threat as Gabe. But I just didn't see Gabe and Kyle turning on each other so early.
Yeah, and I think it kind of all comes back to the fact that Gabe has his strongest alliance with Sue. Sue hates Kyle's guts because he wrote her name down that one time. Mm-hmm. And Gabe knows that he has to keep his alliance with Sue as strong as possible. So he kind of has to be a little bit against Gabe, and a little bit against Kyle, and okay. I think Kyle kind of senses that, and I feel like there's maybe been some other stuff that we're forgetting about.
Okay, yeah, that does make sense. I would just think that those two would want each other in the game because you can kind of hide behind each other. You know, like you're yes. both big physical threats.
There was a lot of shield talk this episode.
Yes. So we get to back at camp and Andy and Sue are talking. And I swear Andy's just talking. I mean, he's got a freaking alliance with the crab. Like, I don't know. He's got an alliance with everyone.
Yeah. He's talking out of his butt.
Yes, but he knows it's like a testament to his game. Again, I think he's doing really well. He could win because he goes to Sue. He knows what Sue wants to hear, and that is, let's get Kyle out. And so he says he wants him and Sue at the end, and he wants to get Kyle out.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, Sue's on board.
And Gabe obviously wants. Oh, sorry. I think I'm skipping ahead.
You are.
Yeah.
So the next thing that we see is Sue's montage of hating Kyle.
Yes. How much she can't stand his guts.
Yes. And I'll say that the one thing that I was noticing through this montage was not even how much she's talking about Kyle, but has Sue not washed her face?
Oh my gosh, Mom, I was watching this episode and Mom, she said the same thing. And when you said talk about exfoliation when they were going through the sand, I was like, maybe Sue needs to pick up some of that sand. Either that or she just has really, really bad sunspots. But yeah, her face always looks hella dirty.
Yes, I was like, girl, because everyone else's face looks pretty clean. And I know like people wash it in the ocean. You can use the sand to kind of scrub your face and scrub your body yeah. so you don't smell as bad. And all I was thinking is she's starting to get like her hair starting to get really tangly. Her face is starting to get really dirty. And I am throwing this out here. This might be my hot take of the episode. I think Sue probably smells the worst on the island.
Oh my gosh. But it's so funny to me because she's the one with the microbladed tattooed eyebrows. And I think she looks like she has lip fillers and cheek fillers, which more power to you. But I feel like she would be the one to care about her appearance and her smell more than any of them.
Yeah, you would think. And especially with her trying to pull off that she's 45, you would think she would want to look clean. Maybe that's what it is, actually. She's trying to look younger, so she's trying to hide her wrinkles with the dirt.
Something like that. Something like that. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, tangent over. Going back, Andy tells her that Kyle calls her and Caroline Tweedledee and Tweedledum. Is that true?
Which they are.
Okay.
Well, I don't. It's not true as in, well, I don't know if it's true of Kyle said that, but because we never saw him say that.
Yeah.
But in this. True. It's a true fact. They are they are Gabe's Tweedledee and Tweedledum. Mostly so Sue, but for real.
I was going to say, which one's Tweedledee and which one's Tweedledum?
Sue's Tweedledum.
For sure. And one of the reasons is because in her little interview, she goes, he told me that they call me Tweedledee and Tweedledum. And I was like, that's not the saying.
Good try.
Nice try, but you just proved the point.
Oh, and then this is the first time they show that Gabe is actually pretty worried about Kyle voting him out.
Yes. I was like, ooh, we're about to get a battle. And this was the moment that I was like, crap, Genevieve's going to make it through this vote and they better keep her as a target for the next one because Kyle and Gabe are going to go after each other.
The way that in the next 5 minutes before the next commercial break here that they focus on Teenie made me think that she might go farther than we're thinking because, okay, it starts off with Sam pitching Gabe to Teenie and she's on board, whatever. But then it goes to like Teenie is mourning her relationship with Genevieve, basically. Mm-hmm. She's talking about how her own personal struggles back home and internal struggles are affecting her game. And then her bag catches on fire and she says something like, this bag catching on fire symbolizes like my new life in this game. And I felt like as somebody who wasn't necessarily one of the most consequential players this episode, she got a lot of focus and that really made me think, okay, They're trying to make us look at Teeny. Maybe she is going to go far. We'll see. But I mean, I would love it. I would love to see a heart player go to the end.
No, I would too. And I think that a person like that would win because I know you didn't watch last season, but the winner was Kenzie. And there was this guy named Ben who also made it to the end, but he was more like a goat. Ben kept having night terrors and would have panic attacks in the middle of the night. And he was talking about how like he struggles with that and he struggles with his mental health. Well, every time that he would have a panic attack in the middle of the night, Kenzie would notice and she would wake up and go like be with him and talk him through it and like help him. Yeah. And I was like that, even though Ben didn't get a vote in the end because he was in the final three, it still was a testament to, yes, she can play this game and she can vote you out at the same time that she's caring for you as a person.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I feel like Teeny's very similar to that.
Yeah. And it's almost like the times that people have betrayed her trust, it felt so personal to her. It wasn't like, oh crap, I don't have this alliance that I thought I did. It was like, oh crap, I don't have the friend that I thought I did, which is really sweet.
Yeah, but you have to think, like, out there, you don't know anybody at all. So you might think, like, your closest alliance member, I mean, you're going to cling to them a little bit, you know? And you're going to cling to your alliance because you're alone out there. So it is kind of like mourning a heartbreak and losing a friend. Because when you realize that, I mean, Teeny really has nobody. Because they voted Keyshawn out. They voted Soul out. Genevieve's not really in her alliance. So she's the only Lavo really left.
Yeah.
I feel for her.
I do too. But we get to the challenge.
Yes.
It's something interesting happens before the challenge.
Okay. Yes. But first, when they were going into the challenge, I don't even know who it was, but they were like, they said, Jeff, you have a thing for balls or something like that. Like, because every single challenge. Yes, it was like every single challenge has to do with balls.
There was a lot of the phrase grab your balls was said a lot during this challenge.
At least they didn't slow-mo Andy like grabbing his plastic balls.
His plastic balls. Oh my gosh. But I feel like Jeff might have been saying that on purpose to try to throw them off.
I would have been giggling.
Okay, but so what they have to do is they have to balance, at first, one single ball on a disc while they also stand on a sort of balance beam. But it looks even skimmier than a balance beam. It doesn't look funny.
Yeah, yeah.
And then after a certain amount of time, they can stop, and then they add another ball, and then they add another ball till it's three balls. And the last person who is still on the balance beam with all three balls on their disc wins. But first, they had to do a negotiation.
Ooh, and this was a good one. So they want four people to sit out for rice, to get rice for the whole tribe. And then none of them are willing to do that. And rightfully so. I know I love food, so this would be hard for me. But I would have to tell myself, like, no, this is for $1 million. You could lose $1 million by making this decision.
Yeah. You could tell yourself that, but there was definitely some people who could have sat out without having to worry. And I feel like, especially since, I guess this was before Kyle got immunity, but especially with Kyle and Gabe on the table, I probably would have sat out because, girl, I can't even like wait till I get home with my groceries before I'm tearing open the thing of Kraft cheese and eating a piece of cheese. Let's be real here.
Same, but here's the thing, like, people have done that in the past and they get voted out. So it's like you make a mistake like that and you falter a little bit, let your guard down, and then it could be you. Like, you know, and especially in this season where like the votes have changed so much in the final minutes before the vote, I feel like nobody felt safe. Even though you have a plan, you think you know who you're going to vote out, nobody really knows because it's been so chaotic so far.
But it doesn't even matter because here's what happens.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody has the idea that they will all give up their shot in the dark. Or at first they say, what if four of us give up our shot in the dark or something like that? Yeah. And then he's like, no. And then they're Kyle. Like, well, what if
Kyle said this.
Yeah.
He's like, what about all of them?
The one who was most likely to win the challenge, of course, said this. That's actually genius.
Yeah.
I didn't think of that just now. How he was like, obviously the most like, he already knew what the challenge was. He knows he's a beast at balance challenges. Mm-hmm. He's won all of the balance challenges, whether they were after marriage or pre-marriage. And he knew that he was gonna, that he had a strong likelihood of winning this challenge. And so I did not think of this till just now. He played them. He played all of them into giving up their shot in the dark.
But here's the thing. He played them all to give up their shot in the dark, but he might actually need his later.
Oh, 100%. We can't forget that he might need his, but he knew he probably wouldn't need it that week if he won that challenge. But yeah, actually, you know, I think they were all dumb in the end, to be honest.
I think so too, but we have this dilemma with Sam first, and he's debating it. He's like, I don't want to give up my shot in the dark, but everybody else has already said that they're going to give up their shot in the dark. So then Gabe does a little persuading and tells him, like, you're going to make the whole tribe, basically, you're going to make the whole tribe hate you for a 1 in 6 chance at being immune. Or you can make good with your tribe and give up your shot in the dark. You know, like it's a social decision. At that point,
I don't think Sam had a choice.
No.
I think it would have had to have been at least 3 other people, or at least 2 other people along with Sam, saying that, no, we're not going to do this, for it to not have massive consequences on just Sam. And I think that if he would not have given up his shot in the dark, he might have been the one to go home.
Yeah, I think he would have pissed people off. But here is where you had your epiphany.
Yes, because Gabe was so pushy towards Sam that, I literally texted you. I was like, I'm calling it right now. Gabe is going home if he doesn't win this challenge. Because even though Sam did not say he was pissed and nobody said they were pissed, you could feel the vibes. You could see it on his face. And he was like, hell no, I'm not going to be controlled by somebody else in this game. That's not how this is going to go down. Because if you have somebody like Gabe, that's the thing about Gabe. He has so much power. He can convince Sue and Caroline to do damn near anything. Well, obviously not Caroline, but he can convince Sue to do damn near anything. He had all of his Chuku people still. He had so much control over the social game, and he was able to put pressure on people and get them to bend to his will. And that obviously wasn't going to sit well with Sam, especially because he already wanted him out. So that was a dumb move on Gabe's part, because you know what? Sam could have maybe been convinced to go Genevieve or something like that, but I think that sealed the deal. It showed him who was really controlling the game at that moment in time, and he was like, oh, well, that's who I have to get out.
Yeah, I agree. And I will just say that if I was Sam, like, it would have rubbed me the wrong way as well. And the way that he was saying it and his eyes were all wide, I was like, no, like, that would have pissed me off. I would have been like, honestly, it probably would have pissed me off to the point that I'd be like, nah, I'm keeping my shot in the dark.
Yeah. Okay, so Caroline is out first, then Andy, then Rachel, then Genevieve, then Gabe, then Teeny, then Sam. And it comes down to Sue and Kyle. And I was just like, dang. If Sue wins this. The rivalry. Yes, the rivalry. You know Sue was wanting to win so bad. And actually, Sue is not horrible at challenges. I've noticed. No,
I know. They're kind of letting her just go by, but I mean, once Kyle's gone, she could go on a win streak.
She could. She could get in the final 3 on, like, an immunity challenge win streak. That is crazy. Especially the balance games.
Yeah, for sure.
But the wind blows, and it didn't blow in Sue's favor.
No. And Talon Toes wins again.
Talon Toes.
Did you see his toes?
Oh, yeah, they were talony.
They were I mean, like, his big toes touching the bottom of his foot. He's got monkey toes.
We're wrapped around that thing. But it's his 4th immunity win.
Yes. He needs one more. He's got to get one more.
So is 5 the most that anyone has? I know multiple people have 5, but that is the most.
Yes.
I think it could be it.
I think he could, too. Well, here's the thing. It depends. Are they going to start switching up the challenges and make them more like puzzle? You know, I don't know. What's he good at?
Yeah.
they're all, they've yeah. all been balanced.
He is so good at balance. It's just surprising because I will say on at least the seasons I've seen, the women are actually usually better at the balanced ones than the men.
Yeah. I'm ready for a challenge in the water. Like, I love when they mm-hmm. have to, like, they're leaning back and they're holding on to something and they have to, like, hold so much of their body weight or whatever. I don't even know. But they're leaning back and have to hold themselves up out of the water. I love that. And I also love the one where there's a crate in the water and they're underneath it and they have to hold onto it as the tide is rising. So it's like, who's going to panic first and have to hold their breath? And then, you know that challenge?
Yeah. Yes. And I feel like now that they have rice, the challenges might get a little bit more endurance based.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know if they'll do that crate one again, because now that I think about
terrifying.
It. Yes. But Angela, they had to give two people immunity once because the tide had risen and then gone back out. Like,
oh my
that,
gosh.
They beat it. They beat high tide. Two of them did. And so they were they were like, well, it's only going to get easier for them because the tide's going to start going down.
Yeah.
So they literally were like, okay, you guys beat the challenge. So you both get immunity.
That's crazy.
I know.
They broke the game.
They literally broke the game. All right, so we get back to camp. We see Sam, Teeny, and Andy talk. They're saying Gabe. Teeny's dreaming about getting Genevieve out.
Mm-hmm.
But she does say we need to get Gabe first.
Yeah, she did choose to go with her logical mind in that, at that moment in time, because I think she really wanted to get Genevieve back. And she also knew, like, what's the point of having such a big threat in this game if it's not even somebody I can rely on?
Yes, and I'm hoping... I am so hoping, I want them to get Genevieve out at this point, but I'm so hoping that next week their foot doesn't let off the gas on her. I'm scared that it will.
Yeah, and I don't even think they would be on to her at all if her cover about Saul hadn't been blown by Andy.
No, I don't think so either. But here's the thing. If Kyle doesn't want immunity next week, Genevieve might make it another week.
Yeah.
So I'm scared she's going
to... She needs to take a week off of trying to be in control.
Yeah.
And just coast.
Yeah. I'm thinking they're going to let their foot off the gas and she's going to end up making it to the final still.
But obviously Gabe wants Genevieve out, and Sue and Caroline and Kyle say that they're on board. And then Gabe says to Sue and Caroline that him and Sue and Caroline are going to be the final three. And this is why Kyle called them Tweedledee and Tweedledum. This is exactly why, because they are acting as, at least at this point, because we obviously know what happens in the end, but they are acting as Gabe's little sheep that he is just bringing along. And that's why I was really, really proud of Caroline for actually voting for him in the end, which
yeah.
I know that's getting ahead. But I was like, okay, so she actually knew what she was doing. Sue is straight up his, like, I don't know,
goat
servant. Like, it's just bizarre. Yeah, goat.
Yeah, it is. It's very bizarre. But Caroline knows that. And she knows that she has to get Gabe out, but she knows that they cannot tell. They cannot let this slip to Sue.
Yeah.
Biggest thing is,
because I think that the people who weren't on Tuku were like, oh, we could probably tell Sue. Like, she loves Gabe, but it's a game. So, like, we'll tell her, but like they didn't. But Caroline was the only one who understood. No, like literally, she doesn't think of her thing with Gabe as like a game. Like that is her ride or die alliance.
Yes, but and also Caroline's the only one that knows that Sue has an idol.
Wait, I forgot about that. Sue mm-hmm. could have played her idol for Gabe.
Yep, that's why they couldn't let her know.
Oh, okay. I can't wait to see her reaction. I cannot effing wait to see her reaction next episode.
She's going to blame it all on Kyle.
Yeah. And I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if Kyle is next to go, but you know,
yeah.
He's got to lose a challenge to go.
Yeah. Genevieve's going to eat that up. Sue's going to be like, it was all Kyle. And Genevieve's going to be like, It was. Let's get him out.
So Caroline is good at convincing Sue that it's going to be Genevieve. Rachel's kind of teetering. She's like, Gabe kind of acts as a shield. Who is actually next? if we get Gabe out. And that's such a dangerous game to play, because if you're like, you're using your biggest threat as the shield, but they are the biggest threat. So that means that even if they're being used as a shield, they could easily make it to the end because they're your best players.
Yes. And she's talking to Kyle, and Kyle even says, like, maybe we should get Genevieve, because I'm scared that if Gabe's gone and he's threat number one, I might be threat number two.
Yes. So then Rachel tells Andy that she would maybe rather it be Genevieve because of the whole shield thing we're talking about. We talked about how Kyle said that Gabe is kind of his shield. Rachel kind of feels the same way. And then did you hear what Genevieve said after she ate the rice?
No, what'd she say?
She was like, as soon as I ate that first bite of rice, I was really mad that I threw my shot in the dark away.
It's like that post-meal clarity she had. She's like, now I'm thinking straight.
That's what I'm saying, is I think like the lack of food really plays so much more. I mean, I'm amazed at how straight they can think when they don't have any of this food.
I know. How do they make any decisions?
But it makes other decisions make a lot of sense, because Genevieve should have kind of known that she could potentially have a target on her back because of the whole soul thing. Mm-hmm. But she was willing to throw her shot in the dark away for some food, because you can't think if you haven't eaten. And then as soon as she ate, she was like, oh, I probably should have kept that.
Yes. I thought that was hilarious. And she's definitely worried, and rightfully so. She's a good player, so she knows when people aren't talking to her as much that it means that she could probably go home.
And then Kyle kind of convinces Gabe that he's on his side by telling him it's either Gabe or Genevieve, bro. And Gabe was like, what?
Huh? Why would he tell him that?
Why would Gabe be surprised?
Okay, yeah. But I was like, is Kyle like, I'm glad that Dark is gone. I'm glad that Start in the Dark is gone, because it really does open up the ability for people to start chatting about who's going home and maybe telling that person, like, you're up for votes. But here, if Gabe has an idol, you've now ruined the plan. Completely ruined it.
That is so true. He must have thought that, like, felt in his soul that Gabe didn't have an idol. And he must have felt like, if I tell Gabe this, then it'll make him trust me as far as the vote goes. Like, it'll make him trust me as far. And I also just think Kyle's not good at lying.
No, I don't think so either. I think Gabe was like, what's going on? And he was like, honestly, it's you or Genevieve. And he says that he's playing the game honestly. Well, shoot, he is.
He definitely is. And then Gabe and Genevieve have this hilarious quick conversation where they're both self-aware that one of them is going home.
It was so funny. They're like, yep, you're voting for me. Yep, you're voting for me. All right. That was hilarious. And then we get to tribal, and I love that it is finally raining on them. They've had so many dry days.
They have. And another thing, one of my favorite parts of the show in like the second half of the season, when there is a jury, is that jury always comes out flexing so hard.
Yeah.
Sierra insults Sol with his chest exposed in only a tailored vest. And then Sierra in that beautiful yellow crocheted sundress. I mean, they were getting rained on, so that kind of, I mean, it was helping a little bit. Their skin was glistening. I'm sure they didn't appreciate that, though. But I love the fashion show of the jury.
I do, too. I love when they walk in. I also love to see, like, their reactions. Because usually when they first get voted out, they come in and they have a stank face.
Yeah.
And then as time goes on, you'll see them kind of smile. And I really think that a good player will play off of the jury. Don't have your next vote decided. Play off of what, because they'll make faces. They're not allowed to talk, but they'll make faces. So if somebody walks in with the immunity necklace and the jury is like, ooh, like, and they're excited about it, you got to get that person out. So I think, yes, pay attention to the jury. Maybe not so much their fashion, but pay attention to like their reactions, because at the end, they decide who wins.
Yeah. Yeah, that's 100% correct. Or at least put on a show for them. Like, yes. At least make it look like you're in control, even if you know that you're not.
Yes. And also, we get this part where the jury is shocked that everyone gave up their shot in the dark. Like, Sierra's like, they're idiots.
Yeah. That she was like, it's not worth it.
Yeah.
So she definitely thought they were kind of dumb, but she also has a belly full of food now. So it's easy for her to say, like we talked about.
She's got that post-meal clarity.
Andy said that they are definitely going threat hunting at this point in the game, which is true.
Yes, exactly. And they kind of go back and forth on the community. Are you in the community? Are you out of the community? What's dictating votes now? And it's very clear that they are going threat hunting. That's what they're here to do. They're going to get out a big threat. And whether that's Genevieve or Gabe, they're doing that.
Yeah. So
they're here to play.
And it's so hard to tell when they're talking about community what they actually mean, because at this point, toward the very end of what they were talking about back at camp and what they were talking about at tribal council, I had my mind almost change. I was like, maybe they are sending Genevieve home, because
I know.
You know how they like to make it look like it's one person, and then at the very end they're like, wait, it's this person. I thought that they were setting that up. I really thought that they were setting that up with Genevieve and Gabe, and that it was going to be her, because I could have seen Rachel voting for her. Obviously, I could see Sue and Caroline voting for her. Obviously, Gabe was going to vote for her regardless, and then they would just need one more person, and she was gone. There were people who were entertaining the idea already of her going home, and I was like, oh, maybe it is her.
I know, and they did a really good job, again, of not letting us know who it was. And you see it in Genevieve's face. Like, she is stressed. She's worried. We get to the boat, and she votes, and she's like, I'm terrified if you have an idol, and I'm terrified either way. Like, it still could be me.
Yeah, and she said that people were, like, talking to her less at camp, which probably wasn't a good idea on their part. They really should have, like, if they were going to vote Gabe out regardless, they should have been more reassuring to her, because they don't know if she has an idol or something like that. But, yeah, I don't know. I feel like they should have, like, made her feel better about not going home.
They should have.
If they were never going to. Or maybe she was just being paranoid. You never know.
I think that she was picking up on the fact that she wasn't a hot commodity to talk to. And normally she is. Because normally she's making that decision. So I think that people not talking to her was a big sign to her that it could be her.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that they're stupid for not getting her. I don't know. Because I said that last week about them not getting Gabe. And then they got him. So I'm like,
yeah,
you know,
it's hard though, because that 2-4 strong, that's threatening.
Yes, it is. And I think ultimately that was the deciding factor. It's like, can we really trust 2-4 to split after this? Or do we need to actually get one of them out now?
Yeah. And like, if they wanted though to use Gabe as a shield still, they really could have still gotten out Caroline or Sue. And
I mean, that's
honestly
true, but
that's probably go ahead.
If you're not Kyle, who's trying to use him as a shield, then it doesn't make sense for you, because now you've just, Sue's not a threat. She's just not. So Sue's going to the end.
I feel like Sue's going to the end too, but I feel like it could have been in Genevieve, Rachel, Sam, and Kyle's best interest, and maybe Andy, to possibly keep Gabe for one more week because of the shield theory. Yeah. Now, I don't really agree with shield theory that hard, because it's like, no, you got to get people out when you can. Like, you can't be like, oh, they're going to be a shield when they're really good players, they're good at winning immunity challenges, and they're good at building alliances. Okay, well, that's a shield, but it's also a huge threat. Why are you going to keep that person? But at the same time, I can kind of see the argument for it, you know?
Yeah, I can too. If I'm Kyle, I'm wanting to keep Gabe, because I do think that he is a direct shield for Kyle. Do I think that he's a direct shield for Sam? No, because Sam can now still hide behind Kyle. Sam can still hide probably behind Genevieve. So there's multiple people he can still hide behind. I don't think Kyle has any room to hide. I don't think Genevieve has any room to hide now. So for their two sakes, they should have kept him in.
Yeah, I can see that. Okay, so they get to the vote, and it was Gabe, then two votes for Genevieve, then all of the rest were Gabe. So obviously, It was Gabe and Sue who voted for Genevieve, and everybody else voted for Gabe.
Oh my gosh. Gabe, when he got voted out, Sue stood up and hugged him, and he was probably really like, you know what? I'm okay with going home. I don't have to smell her anymore.
Oh my gosh.
His parting moments of Survivor were smelling her pits.
He did take it pretty well. You know, you could tell he's somebody who purely sees this as a game, so he wasn't really too offended. Yeah, okay. True. So what was your goat move of the episode?
Oh, wait. We got to talk about when he went to go hug Caroline. He said, you've got a little snake in you, huh?
Oh, is that what he said? I didn't hear. I knew he said something. Oh, yeah, my gosh. This episode is all about snakes.
I know. It literally is. And I think, I don't know if that'll put a target on Caroline's back. I don't think it will. But he clearly thought it was Caroline's move.
I think it'll only put a target on her back from Gabe as a jury member. I don't think any of the other jury is going to care. And I don't think any of the other players that are still in the game are going to care.
Oh, Sue going to care.
Besides Sue, what power does she have now? She doesn't have Gabe anymore.
True. Okay, but yeah. But she somebody have... else. Ooh, wait. Oh my gosh.
What?
Oh my gosh. Andy, if this is his strategy, if this goes into like his strategy, he's a freaking genius.
Oh yeah.
Because Sue wanted to cling, right, to someone. Mm-hmm. And that was her ride or die. She's never going to vote you out. What does Andy do in this episode before he votes Gabe out? He tries to reel Sue in.
Yeah, you're right.
So I think he was like, let me replace Gabe in this alliance. I will now be your Gabe.
Maybe he was thinking six steps ahead like that.
I don't know.
I mean, either way, it's going to happen like that, I feel like, because Andy's kind of down to build an alliance with anyone. And I feel like Sue, maybe I'm reading too much into her, but I feel like in her real life, she feels very flattered when like a younger man thinks that she's like hot out at the bar or something. And I feel like it like validates her or something. Like, I don't know. I'm psychoanalyzing her, but I feel like she can kind of sit and it's easier for like the younger handsome men to like get her in the palm of their hand because she, mm-hmm. I don't know, something about her. But that's genius. It would be the perfect time for Andy to swoop in and be the new Gabe, for sure.
Yes. I think so, too. Or somebody. I think somebody can swoop in to that role now. Yeah. It's not Kyle.
Uh-uh. And I don't think that she's going to just go along with the girls. She doesn't seem like the type.
No. She's going to be so angry at Caroline, too.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What was your fire move?
Okay, my fire move, it's kind of lame, it's kind of basic, but it was Kyle winning immunity because there's so few people who have won 4 immunity challenges, and then he's going to be in, like, a very elite group if he wins 5. And obviously, I think that if he didn't win this immunity challenge, it was very easily going to be him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my fire move, I haven't chosen it yet, but I think I'm going to go off of that and also say it had to do with Kyle. But I'm going to say that it was Kyle throwing Gabe's name out prior to the challenge.
Yeah.
Already planting that seed so that once he lost, everyone already had it in their minds that it was going to be him to go.
Yeah. And not let people get too, like, I feel like if people get too excited about sending Kyle home before the challenge and then Kyle loses the challenge, then they're just like bloodthirsty for sending him home the next week.
Yes. All right. What was your goat move?
My goat move was, okay, I have to pick one, but I have two. I guess the one I'm going to pick is Sue not being smart enough to know that people were lying to her and therefore not using her idol for Gabe. Because honestly, that whole, like, Gabe being out obviously blows up her whole game.
Yeah.
And obviously, she thought that everyone was going to vote out Genevieve, but if she really was like a student of this game and knew how it works and knew how it works when people start really trying to get the threats out, she would have known that Gabe was at least on the list or that his name was at least being floated around and she would have used her immunity on him, which I think she should have done because obviously Gabe would have taken her to the end if he went to the end.
No, I agree. I agree. I think, well, first of all, Gabe knew his name was getting thrown out. So, like, why didn't he go to Sue? Like, he doesn't know that Sue has an idol, right? But he could have gone to Sue and been like, they're throwing my name out. Like, I don't know what to do. And then she could have played it, you know? Like, I don't know how the word didn't get back around to her. Or maybe she really genuinely, maybe it did. And she really genuinely thought that we were voting Genevieve.
Yeah. Who knows?
Yes. My goat move was all of them giving up their shot in the dark.
Facts. That was my other one.
Yes. Because I'm just like, I can't. I would never do it. And I would definitely do what Sam did. If I was the last one to hold out, then yes, I would go with the majority. But I think, I mean, now it's easy. It's easy to get people out. Well, okay. I'm going back on this. I do this every single episode. Okay. I go, well, there's another side to this. It actually makes it kind of good for all of the players to not have their shot in the dark. Not for the fact of that they don't have something to a Hail Mary. You know, they don't have their mm-hmm. Hail Mary. But now what they do have is that people don't have to blindside you. So yeah. You, if you are somebody who does have an idol, or if you're somebody that thinks that you can swing a vote once you hear your name, it does open up the opportunity that you're actually going to hear your name before you're voted out.
Yeah, that's true.
Which might help you be able to play better, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. It definitely makes it a little bit more old school.
Yes. Yeah. I did like that aspect of it because I'm like, maybe we will get some of that. What was your game changer?
My game changer was Caroline, and the reason that she was my game changer is because she ditched Tuku at the right time.
Yes. Yes. I was going to say the same thing, that I really think that she could have been a decider in the vote, and the fact that she came forward and said, I want Gabe, I think made it easier for everyone else to be like, okay, finally, we'll get Gabe.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure, because once she was entertaining the idea, they were like, okay, we've got it now. Because they had to get somebody from Tuku to feel okay with it, you know?
Yeah. I was going to say either her or Andy, because Andy is just, I think he's just playing a great game right now. And he's the one that people are going to float these ideas. So I feel mm-hmm. like in a way he kind of is dictating the vote, but not being the driving force in it.
Right. Okay. What was your hot take? Do you have one?
That Sue Stanky.
Oh my gosh. I didn't really have a hot take, so we can honestly just leave it on that note.
You heard it here first. I feel like I had another one, but once I got that in my mind, I was like, yeah, that's my hot take.
Yeah. Okay. So do you have anything else to add about this episode?
No. We're down to the final eight. The last few episodes, I will warn you, typically go fast. Like the last episodes, like when there's five left usually, and they do like multiple tribal councils in the episode, it'll be a longer episode. So we're getting close to the end.
Oh my goodness. I'm excited.
I know. Well, I'm excited and I'm also sad.
I know, me too. Well, how many more episodes are there? Do you know?
I don't. I would. Okay, so we're at eight. So next week we'll go down to seven. Then we'll go down to three or four. There's two. Oh.
No, I just am counting with you.
Oh, I saw you hold your fingers up and I was like, there's only two.
Yeah, I'm like seven, six. Okay. But anyway, I'll look up how many episodes there are, but I am sad that it's coming to a close.
Me too. I think the season's been really good. I am obsessed with some of these players, and I hope we get to see them again in season 50 when there's going to be returning players again.
Yes, so exciting. Okay, well, that was Binge and Banter, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Angela
and I am Emily, and we will see you next time.
Bye.